Dave.
Dave and Darren's top five things. Hey, guys. We're Dave and Darren. I'm Dave, specifically. This one over here to my right. Your left, if you're listening to this on your phone. It's Darren.
Yep, that's how it works.
Hello, Darren. Welcome to the Top 5 Things podcast. This is a look back at some of the stuff we did on our morning show, which you can hear on our new radio home, which is Planet 93.9. We're really proud of it.
But this is the podcast, and it's brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including vapes and edibles. The recreational waiting lists are available. You can reserve your time at either location, Milan or Galesburg, by going to the website. That would be ntillinois.com.
Let's get started with number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Yesterday on the show, we were having fun with bad lawyers. You know, a lawyer who just shows up in a, he says, relax shirt.
As, like on his Zoom call, if
right.
You're having a hearing or a trial.
This is an
virtually.
Actual lawyer that's in trouble for showing up drunk to court, and he was there to represent a DUI suspect. Probably not the best look. The Board of Professional Responsibility of the Tennessee Supreme Court has censured Kent Thomas Jones. The board says this guy was late to court, smelled like alcohol, and was acting erratic. Removed from the courthouse and charged with public intoxication, although that charge was later dropped. He has repaid $1,650 of the $2,000 he received as a flat fee from his client. Why not all of the $2,000?
Well, that got spent.
On what?
Booze. I was just trying to show you this can happen.
Officials say he violated the rules of professional conduct with regards to safekeeping funds, criminal conduct, fees, and prejudice to the administration of justice. A censure is basically them warning you, saying, hey.
Not again.
Knock it off. But it doesn't mean he can't practice law. It just means he's been censured.
We would prefer if you did it sober.
This is going on your permanent record. Yeah, when your attorney shows up drunk to your DUI trial. I don't know how that works
out. I'm not paying for this.
Well, but you didn't pay for most of it. Most of it you didn't pay for, but of the $2,000 you gave in a flat fee to this guy, he repaid $1,650.
Although, if at first the guy shows up and he's clearly drunk, intoxicated.
Yeah.
Is the guy like, nice. The defendant.
The defendant?
The defendant.
Sweet.
Sweet, man.
Right. And I mean,
right on.
By comparison, I look like a good guy.
I see what you're doing here. I get it.
Listen, everyone in this courtroom is judging you. Not me, man.
Not me.
Bring it in, brother.
You got any left?
Two.
You play a lot of Scrabble?
No.
Have you ever played a lot of Scrabble?
I've played it.
It's not one of your...
I don't play a lot of it.
You're not somebody that plays a lot of games, do you?
No, I'm not a big board game
guy.
That's
what I love about you, Darren. He doesn't play games.
No.
Scrabble, a lot of fun, obviously, and it's something that people compete at. There are tournaments where you can go and...
And cheat. Well, there's been conspiracies.
We have talked about them in the past, that there have been some of the top-rated players in Scrabble that they found have been...
Hidden tiles.
Yeah, right. They'll stop at nothing to win. The North American Scrabble Players Association is calling upon the folks that run the Scrabble tournaments to ban...
Certain words?
Certain words.
Yeah.
Now, these are all, by the way, words that I can't believe anybody would play. And yet, it's happening. Talking about racial slurs.
Mm-hmm.
The N-word.
Yeah.
Is something you can play in Scrabble, and they will allow it. They took all of the racial slurs out of the Scrabble dictionary in 1994. Think about that. In 1994, that's when they decided, well, maybe we shouldn't have the N-word in the Scrabble dictionary.
Yeah.
But even though it was taken out of the official Scrabble dictionary...
If you play it,
mm-hmm.
It would count.
Members of the North American Scrabble Players are saying, can we get rid of... There are 226, if you count the N-word, and you should, offensive terms that are completely legal when you play Scrabble at a tournament. Well, as of Tuesday night, the Players Association has agreed to now remove all racial and ethnic slurs from the word list for Scrabble tournament play. So you won't be able to play the N-word anymore.
No, yeah, no points.
I just,
you get nothing.
If those were the only letters you had, you take the loss, right? You just, I don't have anything. Game's over. You win.
Listen.
What are you doing?
Listen, I'm a cutthroat player. Yeah, you would think if you used certain words,
yeah,
as opposed to getting points for it, you would get points taken away. I mean, that would be a deterrent to not play those words.
North American Scrabble Association, one of the most prominent governing bodies in competitive Scrabble.
You don't have to tell me.
They're still allowing, up until Tuesday, horrendous words, like the N-word. There are 192,111 playable words on the word list that you can play, according to the Scrabble Players Association. Software companies now will make adjustments because they use whatever the North American Scrabble players say as a word.
Right.
They use those words. So if you're playing online, you can still use the N-word. What kind of monster would do that, though?
How many words are on the list?
226 words labeled offensive.
Not the offensive words.
192,111.
Can you imagine putting that list together?
Well, no thanks. No thanks.
What do you do for a living? Don't ask. Don't even bring it up.
In the 1990s, the Anti-Defamation League had to call on Hasbro. Those are the people that make the Scrabble board game. To disallow the use of slurs after a complaint about an anti-Semitic term that was being used. And Hasbro, happy to obliged. But the competitive players objected, saying, no, wait a minute, you can't take that word away from us.
Not us pro jocks.
In a compromise, slurs and profanities were taken out of the official Scrabble dictionary, but clubs and tournaments could follow their own rules and allow their own words. Look, we'll take it out. Would it make you okay? Listen. Let's agree that's an anti-Semitic word, and it's the worst one, right? What if we still let people play it, but we take it out of the dictionary? How's that for a deal?
I wonder if there's some notorious players or player that's like, everyone knows that's his go-to move.
Just use
as many as he can.
There's a story here in the New York Times, Josephine Flowers, who's black. She says you could be sitting there for a 45-minute game just looking at the word, and you don't know if the person who played it, and you wonder, was it put down as a slight, or was that just the first word that came to their mind? Either way, it's not great.
No.
If you're playing the N-word at Scrabble against anyone, it's bad, but especially if your opponent is black, what are you doing? Well, again, you're not going to be able to do it anymore. And you know there's someone right now who's going, well, if I can't play that word, I'm done with Scrabble.
Yes. Scrabble villains.
That's it.
I mean, everyone's got them, right? From professional wrestling to...
If I can't use hate speech, I don't want to play the game. I can't believe this is even a thing, but I guess it shows what I don't know about the world we live in.
I always play Scrabble in a black hat. I'm the bad guy.
Right. He'll find out something about your past and then use words. Right. Your mom died in a car accident. He's going to use that in his game. Automobile, fire...
Vehicular dead homicide.
Mother. Why are these words you're playing? Are you trying to freak me out?
Is it working?
Yes! The 12-person advisory board will now vote on the matter. Now that all the
players... Is that a full-time job?
Being on the advisory board to decide what words Scrabble players, the... NASPA?
Or is that a volunteer position?
My guess is that's not something you're... Well, do you have to pay dues to be in the North American Scrabble Players Association? I wouldn't be surprised if there are people getting paid to be a part of this. The 2020 North American Scrabble Championship, Darren, is supposed to take place in Baltimore August 1st through the 5th. But as of now,
it's still on.
I just can't imagine
they're gonna,
somebody doing this.
They're going to, not unlike the MMA, mm-hmm. this Scrabble will, welcome to Scrabble Island.
Well, if you'd like to join, let's see, you have to join the NASPA. That's the North American Scrabble Players Association.
So that
you have to join in order to play in their tournaments.
Sure, so that they can. You have to be a member so that you can be sanctioned.
There are rated, sanctioned Scrabble tournaments, and they are the only organization in North America licensed by Hasbro to use the registered name Scrabble. So you have to join. There is a code of conduct. There are several different kinds of membership. And yeah, there are payments that you have to make
your
if
dues.
You want to join.
Sure.
So somebody's making money. What do you need to pay money to be in a Scrabble club for? To pay for like the pro Scrabble lobby? Where are these funds going?
To put
going?
On the tournaments and such.
Membership fees. All right. You want to know what it costs mm-hmm. to be a member?
Lifetime member.
I think you have to pay once a year. And there's a new member application. Oh my gosh, you got to be vetted by these people. You just can't give them a check?
Oh, you can't buy your way in. No.
This is the North American Scrabble
this
Players
isn't
Association.
A fishing license.
You can get a lifetime membership. You're right,
Darren.
What's
that go for?
Well, it's $30 a year. Or you can pay $50 a year for what they call a vanity membership. $30 a year. If you want to just join for a week, it's $19.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Youth memberships. If you're not yet 18, it's $15 a year.
Can I get a summer pass?
Vanity membership. So that you get to pick the number that you have as your membership number. So it's $30 a year unless you want a vanity number, then it's $50 to be a sanctioned Scrabble player.
What would a summer pass cost me?
Well, I mean, they do have the $19 a week. You probably just want to pay $30 for the year. I don't think they have like a summer pass.
What have you played more of, Scrabble or Yahtzee?
Oh, Scrabble.
Have you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've played a lot of Yahtzee too, but no.
Which board game have you played the most?
Of all board games?
Of all time.
Gosh, I'd have to say probably.
Gosh.
If I had to guess, I'd say either Scrabble or Monopoly.
Uh huh.
Yeah. But we were playing a lot of Sequence now at the house. You ever play Sequence?
Yes.
Love that game.
Yeah.
Yet to win.
You're yet to win?
Oh, no.
You're not allowed to win?
No, because the two of them form alliances against me.
And
where they help
and
each
not
other
just
out.
Board games.
Oh, no, it's my life. It's my life. It's it, exactly.
Triangulation
That's it.
Is constantly occurring.
That's it.
Number three.
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 Going through all the streaming options at my house,
mm-hmm.
and we have far too many streaming options. I'm trying to decide what we're keeping and what we're getting rid of.
Do you know what number you want to get down to?
Hmm.
Is there a goal?
Yeah, there is a goal in terms of, yeah, it's like I'm decluttering the
mm-hmm.
Roku.
Right.
Because we have, as of right now, Amazon Prime, which I imagine we'll keep. Quick plug, if I can. We watched a movie that's on Amazon Prime called My Spy. It's getting terrible reviews.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
My Spy.
Yeah, there's this CIA, a super spy, who gets busted by this little girl. He's watching the little girl because he thinks there might be something going on with her family. She makes the operation and then blackmails this spy into doing a bunch of stuff for her. It was delightful.
Who's in that? The Rock?
It's not The Rock. It's Dave Bautista, who was a WWE superstar back in the day.
Okay.
It's great.
Yeah.
Kristen Schaal is in it. She's fantastic and everything. I thought it was fantastic, and my whole family did too. It's getting terrible reviews, but if you have Amazon Prime and you're looking for something fun, really kind of goofy, My Spy, I recommend.
Okay.
It was got a real kick out of it. So we got Amazon Prime. We got the Hulu.
Strong contender to stay.
That's not going anywhere because pay for that just to get our stuff from Amazon faster.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I'm paying for Amazon Prime for the channels. You know, like the streaming stuff they kind of throw in for the service that they provide. So I'm okay with that. Apple TV we're getting right now, but we're getting that for free for a year because I got a new phone a couple of months ago. As soon as they want to charge money, we're done with Apple TV. That's easy. But I'm taking Apple TV out of consideration and Amazon Prime out of consideration because I don't really feel like I'm paying for
those. You're going to put those in a lockbox.
Those are in what we call...
the lockbox.
Thank you. Then you got your Netflix. Obviously, you're not getting rid of Netflix. That's like the number one draft.
Okay.
Pick.
So far...
yeah.
So far, you've got rid of nothing.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're three
this
in.
This is my problem.
You're three in.
Then there is the, there's the WWE Network.
Yes.
Which I'm canceling as of today.
Okay.
Because I can't believe that I'm still, like, I only know that we have that because when I look at my bank statements every month, it goes, oh, they took our money out. Like, why am I still paying for that?
All right.
It's just watching people assault one another in a shed in Florida right now. It's not fun. I'll come back to it. We'll come back to it when wrestling is fun to watch again. But right now, there's a creepy vibe with wrestling I don't care for.
An actual without the shed.
Without the crowd. Well, everything is filmed in their rehearsal space down in Florida. They have this place in Florida where they do, you know, mini shows, but there's no crowd there. Without a crowd, wrestling for me is hard to watch.
Remember the semi-professional wrestling that took place at the Uptown Grill? That we were a part of?
No.
You don't remember that?
I don't think I was there for that.
Oh, I think you were.
When Scott County Wrestling came, I think that was you. I think I had something else going on and I couldn't make it.
Oh, I could have swore you were there.
No.
I don't remember doing that on my own. You don't remember the ring set up in Uptown and everything?
I remember you telling stories about it. I don't remember being there for it.
Like the manager had his own briefcase and everything?
I don't remember that.
That he would use to... you know, beat people up.
That's terrific.
It was terrific.
So then, what are my other streaming thing? I said Netflix. I'm not getting rid of. So far, I'm not getting rid of anything other than WWE.
Just the wrestling.
Then there is CBS All Access,
uh-huh.
Which we're going to be jettisoning.
Okay.
But the CBS All Access is what I wanted to bring up because as I was going through, like, why do we have this? They have a reboot of a cartoon from when we were kids that I cannot believe somebody thought would be a good idea to reboot. One, because I think it's, if we were to sit down and name, okay, cartoons when you were kids, I think this would be the absolute last cartoon any of us would name.
Is this something I'm going to remember?
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, you'll absolutely remember it. But I don't know that it was a cartoon that any of us enjoyed when we were kids. If it were on, you'd watch it just because maybe it was... when we grew up, you know, if a cartoon was on, you'd watch it just because that was the only time cartoons were on. But I don't know that anybody loved this character. And I can't believe just where we're at right now, it seems weird to bring this character back.
Uh-huh.
Any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
You want to take a flying stab at the dark here? What would be the last cartoon from when we were kids? I'll give you this much. It was a cartoon that was made in like the 50s and 60s. And then it would have been on television.
The Go-Go Gophers?
Go-Go Gophers is very problematic. No, it's not Go-Go Gophers. But you're not too far off. They have done a reboot of Mr. Magoo.
Huh.
Mr. Magoo.
You didn't like Mr. Magoo?
No, what's to like?
Roadhog.
Mr. Magoo, the whole gimmick is he's blind.
Well, he doesn't see very well. I don't know that he's blind.
He can barely make out shapes.
Right. He's close to blind.
Right. So he'll go out to dinner by himself. Maybe he brings his dog along. And he'll wander into the kitchen and start complimenting the chef, but he's talking to the oven.
Yes.
That's a show.
Yes.
And then he gets behind the wheel of a car and
kills everyone.
It's no business driving because he's legally blind.
Was there a live action movie of Mr. Magoo?
Yeah, you know who was Mr. Magoo?
Who was Mr. Magoo?
Leslie Nielsen.
Oh,
they tried to make that a franchise.
Sure.
And with one voice, America said, no. And that's interesting that you bring up the film because as poorly as that performed, this intellectual property of Mr. Magoo, I just don't know why you would bring it back. Who's clamoring for a Mr. Magoo reboot?
Well, I might take a look at that.
Really? Did you like Mr. Magoo as a kid?
Yeah, it was fine. It was okay.
But see, this you didn't love it.
Well, I don't know.
You didn't run home from school because you didn't want to miss Mr. Magoo.
Well, I didn't run home from school for anything.
Mr. Magoo would be the cartoon that was on before the actual cartoons were on that you wanted to watch.
I liked it more than you did.
Really?
Yeah. I thought you were a Magoo fan.
No.
You're not a Magoonatic?
Is that what you guys call yourselves?
Yeah, that's what we call ourselves.
Mr. Magoo has been brought back. It's been rebooted. And, yeah, that's... I'm trying to think.
Now, does it look like the old Magoo? Do they try to, or do they try to update him?
No, it's the same.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like
so he's... just looking at it looks like it's the original.
Close enough. I mean, it's a cleaner looking show. I mean, those old Magoos were like bad prints, right? Like a lot of it was like you had to be partially blind to enjoy it. The last time Mr. Magoo had a TV show was a reboot that they tried in 1977. What's New Mr. Magoo?
At the disco.
Yeah. Mr. Magoo originally was 1960 to 1962. Then they brought him back in 1964 for the famous Adventures of Mr. Magoo. And the whole point is, he's an old man voiced by Jim Backus, who was Thurston Howell on the...
Mm-hmm.
Gilligan's Island TV show, and he's just blind. That's the whole. I just don't know how does that play to today's audience?
Where he's feeding the dog a treat, and it's like that dog had a real surprised look on his face. Had the wrong end of the dog.
I don't think the bone goes there, Magoo.
You remember that dog had a real surprised look on his face.
Roadhog! Yeah, that was...
Now, is he dealing with updated situations in 2020?
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't watch a ton of it because I only turned it on because I thought, are these classic Mr. Magoos? Or did they... Because I said, surely, this is not a reboot, right? This can't be something where they thought it would be a good idea to bring Mr. Magoo into the 21st century. But no, that's what it was. I watched like a minute of it and I thought, this is insane to me. And there's a ton of them where it's like, it's not like 12 episodes. It's like 70 episodes of the new Mr. Magoo. Here's classic Magoo on his way to the rocky shores and sandy beaches of Hawaii.
Which means you haven't lived until you've seen Hawaii. Come on, Charlie. Let's go ashore.
Charlie's...
Okay, Bloss. Oh. Hot ziggity zaggity.
Oh, my gosh. Charlie is some sort of Asian assistant with gigantic buck teeth.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is horrible. I don't remember this.
Okay.
I'm going to guess Charlie, the Asian assistant, is not in the reboot. Oh, no!
Ha, Captain! Well, I guess this is goodbye. Or aloha, as they say here.
He's talking to the mast of the ship rather than the captain.
Thinking it's the captain. Sure.
He's not... oh, my gosh. This assistant of his...
Might as well be...
Oh, this makes Mickey Rooney in Breakfast at Tiffany's... look like a sensitive portrayal of Asians. This
Lost,
is...
you're going native.
Oh, how utterly charming. Oh, the natives are restless tonight.
Now he's at the luau.
Come to the luau. No, Blush. No!
Down, you cur! Get off that table! Blasted mongrels. No, he's filching food. Out!
All right, well, we might want to err on the side of safety here.
I'm not going to err anymore of this. That's from 1965.
I don't need Mr. Magoo bringing me down.
That's terrible. But see, this is my larger point. How do you bring this cartoon back in 2020?
Gotcha.
But they did. That's a thing. What would be the last cartoon you would bring back?
The last cartoon?
Yeah. What would be something that you would say, no, that won't work? Or, you know, what probably is easier to do? What's... Okay, let me say this. What cartoon... Well, you see, this
well I never dealt with them, and I never really got... I certainly don't have any use for Smurfs.
Yeah, but they bring that back all the time. That's a property that they keep bringing back.
People will actually paint themselves blue for Halloween and be a Smurf.
Is that really a thing?
People do that.
What do you think Halloween's going to look like this year?
Not the best. No, that my guess is I don't see people going door to door this year.
But it's a holiday where you're supposed to wear a mask.
Yeah, someone will have a problem with that.
Number four.
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 I have some good news from the coronavirus file here.
Okay.
I'm going to take what I can get here. I mean, it's not great news, but it's, I think, good news. Did you hear the story about the teenagers in Alabama that were having the coronavirus party?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was everybody comes to the party. They had a friend that they knew had coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a kegger. And the idea was hang out with the coronavirus positive guy at the party, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody puts like $20 in.
And then whoever
gets coronavirus first
gets the money.
Wins the pot.
Yes.
That was a story that I heard and you had heard. And did you hear it on the news or did you hear it from somebody else saying, I can't believe these stupid kids today?
I thought I heard it on the news. Maybe I know. I didn't. Are you telling me it didn't happen?
Yumbo.
It's a yumbo.
These reports that teenagers were staging parties with contests to see who could get coronavirus, it never happened.
Uh-huh. Well, good.
Now, the news covered it, but it didn't happen. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, a city council member said she'd heard about it from the fire department. The fire chief said he'd heard from doctors that some kids had attended parties knowing they had COVID-19 symptoms.
So it was a case of telephone.
Yes. Yes. The Associated Press carried this story. Other outlets carried the story. Reporters didn't ask if any of this made any sense or if this contest was even possible. How would you even run a contest like this? How do you verify the winner? How do you verify that I got COVID-19 first? Because that was my first question.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have this kegger or whatever, and then whoever gets COVID-19 first, you get a note from your doctor and get a timestamp on it? How does that even work? And there would be evidence of such a thing happening. There was no evidence. The story fell apart. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is now saying here on Twitter that they could not verify any parties where people were trying to contract COVID-19. There is no evidence. This never happened, and now the AP is putting out a report walking back the first report that this thing happened in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a larger point that these stories happen, that kids are doing dumb things like this. These stories happen and get circulated and transmitted because it's adults just kind of panicking about teenagers. There have been rumors for the last 20 years about pill parties where teens show up with prescription drugs that they got out of their parents' or their grandparents' medicine cabinets. They call them rainbow parties. That's another rumor where boys get multiple sex acts from different girls. These things are all fake. It's not real. These are just the imaginations of old people saying, this is what these teenagers are doing. And then we go running with it and presenting it like it's a real thing.
I guess I just don't have that much of an imagination.
Well, that's the thing, because I think maybe it's because as adults, we just assume that teenagers are having way more fun than we do. What I remember about being a teenager, and this was, you know, 30 years ago,
uh-huh.
It was an incredibly boring time in my life, if I'm being honest. It wasn't very fun. I wouldn't want to go back and be, I mean, I'm 47 now. Would I want to be 17? Not on your life. The assumption that adults can't understand teenagers has nothing to do with biology. It is a byproduct of teen culture that was developed in America during the Great Depression and then World War II and then the post-war baby boom. We didn't have teenagers in this country before World War II. The only reason that we came up with that word was after World War II and in the 50s, when people started to have more money, advertisers realized that that was a demographic that they could make money on, these teenagers. Businesses wanted to reach out to them because here's the thing about kids. Let's say you have a job, you're a teenager, mm-hmm. You got a job.
You're going to spend your money.
You have only disposable income. Yeah. You're not paying for rent. That's what your parents are for. So this idea of...
There were children of teen age.
You know, we did have teenagers, yes. No, it wasn't. You didn't turn 12 and then 20. That's, right. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Right. Thanks.
But the word teenager.
Right. The word teenager and marketing.
Dick Clark might as well have come up with the word because that was about the time that it became a thing. No one cared about you were a child and then you were an adult.
Go to work.
Right. Get in the salt mines. So, yeah, if you've heard this story about these kids having parties where they're trying to get coronavirus on purpose, and my reaction was, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. These stupid kids. I admit I fell for it. But the whole thing is a yumbo. A yumbo is a term that we use here on the show, by the way, that's based on a Burger King promotion. And it means it never happened. It's false. It's
although fraudulent. They're still trying to say that it did. A ham and cheese sandwich from the 70s? I don't remember it. Right. I don't remember it. And... I mean, if you go on the...
Burger King years ago brought this sandwich, a ham and cheese sandwich back they called the Yumbo, and they said, we're bringing it back for the first time since the 70s. And Darren maintains that as a Burger King aficionado of the 70s,
existed.
He would have been aware of such a sandwich. So that's a term that we kind of coined on our podcast, The Top 5
yes.
Things, when something is not real. When we have a story and then we find out that it was not real, we call that a Yumbo.
That's a Yumbo.
Right. So this news that these kids were having this party... Yumbo. It never happened. And I'm presenting that like it's good news because...
Right. But having said that, now that it's a Yumbo, mm-hmm. not true, doesn't give you license to do it.
No. Well, that would suck if...
To now prove us wrong.
Right. If kids read that story in the news and thought, why don't we do that?
Wait a minute.
Five.
Number five.
Is this something you could share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
Ladies and gentlemen... Heaven has no brighter star than our next stellar guest. He is the pride and joy of Cambridge, Illinois. And he joins us now live on the Dave and Darren Show. Make him feel welcome. Give the man what is his right and due. The one, the only, Amazing Larry. Hello, Larry!
Lola Beatriz.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, it's pride. Friday.
You had a little hiccup there.
I know.
How was your 4th of July, Larry? We didn't do the show last week on Friday, so I'm wondering how your 4th went.
I went to Kickapoo.
Okay, Nudie Rudy's big event, of course. Larry?
I've got to tell a shout-out. I got to say hello to Kathy Seacrest, our... post lady that delivers our mail.
Oh, okay.
And Labora for that string and your blades on your meat eater. Why don't you just put Vaseline on them?
So Vaseline would keep Darren's blades supple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll reach out to Nate over there at Van Wall and float that past him and see if he thinks that that's a good idea. Because I don't really... The thing about putting the Vaseline on the blades, all the grass is just going to stick to it.
Oh, won't. It'll cut right through it.
Okay. Well, if I'm in a pinch, I'll maybe use Vaseline. Yesterday, Larry, We were talking about a story where there was a company that makes bidets, and they were looking for people to use them and review them, and they were going to be paying these people to do so. $10,000 for 3 months of service. And we thought that that might be something that you might be interested in. Do you know what a bidet is?
Yeah, it's like a toilet. A little water fountain in it that stays on your buns.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And it cleans your back.
Yeah, I suppose it does. I suppose it does. It's kind of like sitting up.
I'm sitting here thinking, wow, what a tasteful description he just gave us. It cleans your buns. I'm thinking, Larry sure has grown. That was such a tasteful description.
Right. What an adult way to describe it.
That's great, Larry.
Yeah, it's like sitting on a drinking fountain, isn't it, Larry?
Well, I ain't been on one, but does it have like a low, medium, and a super blast?
There are different buttons you can push, yes.
Super blast.
And do you use toilet paper when you're done?
You do not.
So you
have a bun dryer then so you can just spread your cheeks and dry your...
Yeah, if you had a dryer involved as well. Well, okay, if you get this job, these are the recommendations you could make.
Oh, my God, you put up your pants, you're going to have a wet, you know...
Yeah. Well, I mean, these are the things that you'd have to mention with the manufacturer. But
yeah, I don't like that wetness walking around in my pants.
No. Okay. Well, you would have to tell them that. But you're always looking for a new revenue stream, aren't you, Larry?
Oh, I'm for it.
Yeah, you're all for that.
Oh yeah.
What other revenue streams might you be interested in?
Other things.
Other way is what other ways of you maybe making some money might you be interested in?
Guinea pig, you know, for different things.
Guinea pig.
Yeah.
You
get stuff new out, you know.
Oh,
you. You'd be willing
to be experimented on.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, maybe we can make that happen. I know that Dave was talking about getting that. That beer for you.
Yeah, Amazing Larry Lager.
Yeah. Have you talked to him yet?
Not really, but I haven't really had a chance to talk to any of my brewing friends with everything going on.
Oh, boy, sounds like he's dragging his feet, Larry.
Well, there's things going on beyond my control.
Hmm.
Well, maybe you better give me their number and I'll call them.
That's what I'll do, Larry. I'll send over my little black book of brewers.
Just give me a list of all the brewmasters, and I'll take care of it myself. Anything else that you've got cooking as far as ways of making money, Larry?
Yeah, Amazing Larry doll.
An Amazing Larry doll.
Yeah, years ago they had dolls. You put 4D batteries in them. And you push buttons on them, they would walk, and their arms would move, and their eyes would move, and they would talk. So I could have Amazing Doll that say it's 5 day, or Blue Christmas, or...
Well, yeah, they used to have those dolls that you would pull a string, too. Remember those, Larry?
Yeah, but that wasn't nothing like these walking dolls.
And that's what you would prefer.
It's got to walk. Yeah,
it's got to walk.
I'm with Larry on this. And if it doesn't walk and talk, what's the point?
And you could have like a little setting. You would have a little setting, you could have the Amazing Larry doll sing like the little mouse song, the little brown mouse song.
Yeah.
Or
you have little other disc things that you stick in there with different things on them.
Ooh.
They used to have a volume control on them, too.
Yeah, a lot of people probably would want to turn you down.
I forget the name of what the doll was.
Hmm. But some sort of Amazing Larry version. Did you hear, was it out in Washington State that there's a small town out there, probably about the size of Andover, where they're giving people wooden money that they can spend?
I wouldn't.
Well, this is something that they did in the Great Depression, Larry, where it's a small town and they want to make sure that people are able to, you know, they want to kind of stimulate the economy. So what they do every month is they get a printing press, and it's the same printing press they used back in the Depression, and they print wooden money, and everyone in town gets $300, but you have to spend it in town at local businesses, and then the businesses bring that money to City Hall, and they get real money for it.
Well, that's like they're called the wooden nickel.
Right.
Yeah, right. So that sort of thing, that wouldn't be, maybe that's the sort of thing that you could suggest to the founding fathers of Cambridge. Yeah, $300 what was it, a week or a month? A month?
It's $300 a month. Every
$300 a month, that's not bad.
Now, you cannot spend the money on alcohol or weed or tobacco.
My God. Look at all the nickels that you'd have to carry.
Well, they're like index cards, and I think that each one says $25 on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can still go buy your Pepsi, though, at least.
Somebody's going to look at your pants and think, what's up there, Doc?
Hey, we got a text here on the Dave and Darren text line. A listener that wants to, that has a bidet and wants to invite you over to use it. And they say that it does come with a dryer. It has a heated toilet seat, clean, warm water, and a warm air dryer is in it. Larry is welcome to try it anytime.
Wow.
Larry, one of the consequences of the COVID-19, one of the results of it, is it's turning out that women haven't been wearing bras, and some of them are kind of giving them up. What's your take on the idea of women not wearing bras anymore?
I'm all for that one. Let them f*** around.
Let them what?
Flop around.
Flop around. You got to take the good with the bad, though, there, Larry.
Let ours hang out.
No, I don't think we're going to go far.
No one is suggesting that, Larry.
No one is saying that we should be doing that.
Maybe we could just put a flap over it, you know?
as opposed to just wearing pants.
Just a flap.
Could we compromise and just go with a flap?
Oh, are you admiring my new I got a wooden nickel, and I'm wearing the Amazing Larry flap, as you can tell. It's to air things out.
Yeah, Larry gets 25% on every flap that we sell. Okay, Larry.
It's a flap for my jack. I call it a flapjack.
It's a flapjack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Indians used to wear those little flaps.
So you want to bring that back.
That's a good look, Larry.
My God, we wouldn't have to buy underwear.
It would be much easier to just kind of lift it for...
You'd get a nice breeze, wouldn't you, Larry?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that... And on a hot day, too, you wouldn't get that... what is it? That rash between your legs of a...
Diaper rash?
Heat rash, I believe, is what he's referring to.
Heat rash?
Yeah, heat rash.
Yeah, that'd be a better way of living. Larry?
Yes?
I hope you have a great weekend.
I hope you do.
Okay, I'm going to try out that trimmer. Maybe I'll try it out with the Vaseline. Okay, Larry.
Have a good weekend, too.
Yeah. And then what day is it again?
Oh, today's everybody's favorite day. It is... Friday!
Oh, crush that one.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
And I guess that's it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Thanks for listening to it.
Yeah, and... we'll have more of these for you next week.
The podcast was brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois, Tech Drive in Milan. Also, the West Main Street location in Galesburg. Milan is open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and on Saturdays as well. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. Sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.